Welcome to Real Money Talks. Real strategies from the money makers and the world changers that you can use to make millions, keep those millions, multiply your wealth, and build your team. Here's your host, author of 5 New York Times bestsellers, money expert on Dr. Phil, CNN, CNBC, The Street TV, Fox News, and The View, Laurel Langmire.
Guess who we have here? We got a special guest, millionaire moneymaker, Laurel Langmire. What's up, buddy?
How are you? It's great to be back. It's been a long time. We used to do these chats through
Clubhouse.
Through Clubhouse for a while. And so that kind of ran through the COVID days. And now I don't even know what's happening to that. I don't know if you go out there anymore. I don't really think it. But we had a lot of fun out there. Great. It was fun during the time when it lasted. But yeah, we're still jamming, still making millionaires. It's so easy to become a millionaire in this economy. Connor, it's like awesome.
I'm excited to have you because, man, you have some good concepts. We're going to be talking for a half an hour about some of your concepts that hopefully are going to make a lot of money for, you know, some of our listeners and watchers. So let's get right to it. Why are you on the show? Tell them about you. Tell them about Laurel.
Okay. I wrote what's known as the Millionaire Maker Series. It's a 6-book series. So it starts with how do you become a millionaire? If you go to integratedwealthsystems.com, you can take a quiz and it will put you in a financial personality. So the book is written with 7 personalities. The quiz gives you 4 that you're going to be in. You're either going to be stunted cash flow, which is most of you, overpaying taxes, which is most of you, lazy assets, which is most of you, or you have, what's the last one? Oh, you're lifestyle junkie, meaning you make it, but you spend it, so you have no assets. So you look amazing. Like from the outside, you look like you're a millionaire. You look like you're making, you're doing well. But behind the scenes, you're like, oh shit, I have really no money because I look good. I have a look good program, but I have a broke program because I like to spend my money instead of invest my money. So you're going to land in one of those categories. And then we custom design your plan of how you're going to get from what you did to yourself to how do you want to become a millionaire if you're already a millionaire. Our ninja skill scanners, you know, is tax strategies, corporate structure strategies, trust strategies, you know, generational wealth. So I did a whole program on how to build the legacy, have 2 kids, single mom, one's 24, becoming a CPA to do this very thing that I'm teaching. And a daughter who I'm not sure what she's going to become yet. She might be the marketing side of this whole machine. And I think what the fun facts for the audience to hear is they were millionaires on paper by 10. They were employed at 0 the day they were born. They were employed and had a Roth IRA by day, their first day of life. And there are so many strategies you don't know about. And we're filming this, you know, before April 15th. So I, at some point during our 30 minutes, want to make a big, big talk about the joke of the April 15th deadline. Because if you're filing and looking for a refund on April 15th, you're part of the sheepology of the broke. And becoming this, we file taxes in September and October. So we don't file in April with the rest of the people. So it's a very different game. It's a very different strategy. It's completely legal. People say, oh my God, it's risky. It's risky because you don't even know about it. You stay out of debt. I'm in so much debt. I'm in great arbitrage debt. So I have a lot to tell people about the lies we've been told about money, just to stay in the system. The system wasn't broke. It's built that way. So people stay broke. And I just expose all truths. So I'm like a little truth teller of money.
Yeah, and I'm not just saying this. You totally are one of my favorite people to chat with because you have a wealth of knowledge. I'll never forget when I first heard of you. There's a lady I was talking to, and she said that she was, she said she was homeless, living in a beat up, and then somehow you did something that turned her into a millionaire. So that's when I was like, wait a minute, this Laurel might be onto something. So why don't you go ahead and throw out your April 15th idea? I think I'm gonna like that.
Well, you know, most people think that the only way to make money is a job. And if they think they need more money, then I'm 2 job, 3 jobs. And they have the sob story about, you know, I'm working 2 and 3 jobs. I can't make ends meet and I don't have the right bills. It's because you're not making your money right. So if all you make is corporate money, I mean, employee money, like somebody's paying you as an employee, you get this little thing called this paycheck stub. And out of there comes your FICA, your Social Security, all these taxes get pulled out. Then you get to live on what's left. If you're an entrepreneur, becoming a millionaire, right? Then you have a whole different strategy. You make money, you have 81,000 pages of deductions. Like I, Laurel Langmire, don't own a phone. My companies do because it's a deduction to the company. I don't own a vehicle. My companies do. I don't own a home. I rent. Like Laurel Langmire herself, it's like pretty much, I make $42,000. I'm a single mom of 2 kids. That's my story. That's the Laurel Langmire story. But then the Laurel Langmire add all the strategies to my life and how I teach you to live. It's a completely different game. So every time you get paid a W-2 paycheck, that's an American term. And if you have people from around the world, I've been to every continent but Antarctica. So I know this works everywhere. Just the names we use here in America don't relate to what they call it in South Africa. But when you're paid by a company as an employee, they take all the money out. And then at the end of the year, you file a little tax return praying to God you get some of it back. So you just gave the money to your government to use however they see fit. And if you're smart enough to file a tax and use TurboTax, who can guarantee a return, of course you're going to guarantee a return. They took too much in the beginning. They shouldn't have never took it. If you live through corporate structure, like your C-Corps, your S-Corps, your LLCs, your companies make money, and you don't make a lot of money, your whole structure changes. Your tax strategies change. Like companies can, as you know this, companies file tax in September, which means then you as the owner of the company get to file tax in October. So April 15th is an irrelevant date. And we hold all our money for 9 months, almost 10 months, as much as we can, making as much money on our money as we can. And then at the last minute, if you owe some taxes, then you pay them what you're owed. That's it. There's no quarterly estimates. There's no hoping you're going to get money back because you never overpaid in the first place. The whole thing is the most interesting strategy. And I love all these like suckers that, oh, I'm going to go to H&R Block and TurboTax because they're going to guarantee me a refund. Well, shit, you could do it yourself and get a refund. They already took too much and they're not paying you any interest either. So if you got a refund back of, say, $10,000, which is a lot for some people, you'd be like, oh, my God. And then what you do is you go out and blow it and you buy a car or a big screen TV and a bunch of crap you don't need instead of go put a down payment on an apartment. Like, that's what's different. We just think differently. We behave differently. April 15th is something that broke people should do. It's not what rich people should do. Mm-hmm. And if you're a rich person filing at the April 15th, we really should talk to your CPA because they're wrong. they're not guiding you very. They're just filling out your forms because they want your little $450 or $750 or $1,000 for your return.
Your tax part. So yeah, you're not only a tax person though. I'll even stop there. But because you're not just a tax person, but you have a lot of good philosophies as it relates to tax. That's why one of the reasons I like to talk to you. Absolutely. But also you're a big real estate person. Let's talk about some of your real estate ideas too. I think that's pretty big. Let me go ahead and delve into that a little bit.
Yeah, I love it. I was a real estate millionaire in 1999. Right behind that, a couple months later, became a gas and oil millionaire in 1999. So I hit two industries in 1 year. And you know, it's amazing when you get motivated. And I'll say I was pretty motivated to make money, but I wasn't living all these strategies. Mm. And then I was part of the Rich Dad Poor Dad team at that time. 1996, I quit corporate America. I only worked for 5 years for Chevron. As an exercise physiologist, actually, I was in the health industry and I said, I'm so over it. And I met Bob Proctor and Bob said, well, go meet Sharon Lecter and Robert Kiyosaki. And I said, what are they going to do for me? And they said, they're going to give you a path to what you really want to do, which is teach money. And so I was the master distributor of the cash flow game from 96 to 2000.
I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's how I completely like just stopped. I was building fitness centers around the world for Chevron. I was working out of Market Street, the headquarters for Chevron. I mean, refineries, market facilities, 272 fitness centers on offshore oil rigs. I helped build all that, led it. I didn't do the work. And that's what the big thing, you know, we'll get to that maybe as the next topic is if you're really going to play, you got to stop doing the work and you have to lead the work. You got to find the people to do the work who love to do the work, but you have to have enough vision and strategy to lead. And I lead well, I put teams together well. So anyway, fast forward. So 1999 became a millionaire because I also was pregnant with my son and knew I'd be a single mom. So I didn't go into single parenting, like being a victim of, oh, it happened to me from a divorce or anything. I got pregnant. You know, I remember my mom goes, oh my God, how does this happen? I said, Mom, you have sex. It's not really that difficult. You had a bunch of us too. You had five. So that's how this happens. So, well, you're not married. I said, he's going to help. Like, I'll figure this out. I'll be fine. I mean, by the time my son was born, I was a millionaire making $40,000-$50,000 a month, became a millionaire in gas and oils, making another $10,000-$20,000 a month. And it's just, you know, when you let yourself really go and you get the sequence right. And that's what I learned at the Rich Dad Poor Dad. Like, really studying their models and what they taught versus what other wealth builders were teaching. It's like, there's something missing in the formula because success isn't happening fast enough. And then I discovered the word and I called it sequencing, when you do the right thing at the right time. So if you read money books and you've read a million money books, just like I have, Kenner, they all have the 10 things everybody's supposed to do. No, like I'm a very different kind of person. I don't do the same 10 things you do. I don't do the same 10 things somebody, if you were married to somebody who's like a military, you know, officer or something. I mean, depends what you're doing, depends how your money's made. It so depends on so many things, like how you make your money, where you make your money. Can you do deductions? Are you in a trust? Do you have life insurance? Like there's so many variables to a plan. And the problem is our financial services world is segregated. And so everybody gets their little license, you know, and as you know, the people that are have a license to work at like the Schwab's and Fidelity's to get a security license, they go to school for less time than it takes to learn to cut hair. Do you know they go to school for less time than somebody who has to go to school to have a license to cut someone's hair? It's just
kind of scary, isn't it? Yeah.
It's super scary. So now you have these ignorant people who went to a little class for 2 weeks and they got a little certificate that says they're all of a sudden brilliant. They don't make any more money than you. And they guide you down these really wrong paths. And but that person with that license can't talk to the CPA and can't talk to a real estate professional because their license binds them to only have this little mini conversation. So all of a sudden the person, you, is standing, which is why I'm telling you about the passion, why I do my work the way I do it, is you got to integrate all these people. Which means you, the person who wants the legacy, who wants the millionaire life, you've got to know enough to lead this team. I mean, you got to put the banker, the CPA, the real estate person, the financial planner, you've got to put all these people together and you better know how to lead them. Hence the problem, hence why I did what I did. So in 2000, I jumped out of the Rich Dad Poor Dad. I did my own thing to do this, which is help people sequence and understand the power of a team and why they need an integrated team that talks to each other. There is no plan that's the same. Like what I want to do as a single mom with two kids who are going to probably follow my foot tracks and do something even bigger with the brand. I didn't think that was going to happen until recently. I mean, my plan is very different than somebody else's plan. You know, 2.2 kids on the white picket fence, you're going to do it different. It just depends on what people want. So real estate's been my passion because it's how I became a millionaire. I'm a millionaire in 8 industries. By 2026, I'll be a millionaire in 10 industries. I'll have marijuana and tech, and I'm in just a couple of tech companies that are going crazy. So we just do it different, and it's not difficult. It's just different than what you're taught. So when you're taught what Ramsey and Orman and some of the really big names who are sponsored by the big financial firms like Edward Jones sponsors Bach, TD Waterhouse sponsors, or I think it's AG. Is it a, I don't remember who actually sponsors Ramsey, but he's sponsored. Fidelity sponsors Susie Orman. When you've got $1 billion of money behind you, it's not hard to be a brand out front.
Yeah, totally. They go, they're going to say what they need to say to make that brand happy. I agree. And you're neutral, which is huge. I think totally.
I'm self-made. I'm team made. I call it a team made millionaire. So real estate right now is a very interesting, volatile space. So I love, after doing everything, subject to's, owning real estate in 29 markets. I mean, I've done apartments, you name it, land. I mean, where I've really kind of settled in and I love is I own 2 big companies, both have construction crews, distribution crews, house cleaning, Airbnb management, property management. So we own the entire food, the supply chain.
Up to so now, you,
you make money the whole way. You make money from the buy to the sell, to the construction rehab, because you own a little piece of all the companies, you and your company's got all the business. So somebody listening to say, well, that's really manipulative. No, it's what smart people do who own, who really want to get wealthy. You control the variables. And most people don't know how to control the variables in real estate. They raise their hand, they go pay a broker 6% or, you know, an agent, whatever. And they just follow the traditional models. Like I have never been an agent, never been a broker, don't need to be. And still every day, and every year, you know, strike another becoming a millionaire in real estate. And last year, the last couple of years, I've done a lot in land. We bought a lot of land during the run, during COVID, a lot in, out of the Boise market. And then we'd engineer it. We put a couple hundred thousand in. We'd engineer a big vision, a big dream with these big whiteboards. Like our biggest sale was we bought land on the Snake River out of Idaho for about 400,000-500,000, put a couple hundred thousand in it, sold it to a company for $2.2 million to go build an RV park. So we just built them a dream. We bought the land, we did the engineering, we did a visual of it all, and we gave them a cash flow model of somebody wants to go build all this out, this is your dream. And we made all that, we made millions on that. So I love deals. I love creative deals. I love deals that don't make sense to a lot of other people that you can make sense. And then,
So wait a minute, I have a dumb question. You're into, obviously you're in taxes, real estate, and team. Do you somehow tie them together? I probably should know the answer to that. Do you tie them together in some way for your quote clients, for your students?
We tie it all together. We keep it all integrated. So real estate's only one asset class. What I'm really into now, like where my whole last year has been spent, like consumed, is we are just going in the ground actually this week. We'll be in a 9 harvest cycle, but I'm in cannabis. So I own a cultivation production license, about to buy the dispensary license. Mm-hmm. So again, where did it start? I bought land, about 33 acres with water and power, and built and found a team, the best marijuana team in Nevada, mm-hmm. to come manage and run the project. And I own it. So I'm in a lot of stuff. I own a Broadway play. I own the Black Hole, which is the, I'm one of 7 members that own the Raider Nation fan base of the NFL Raiders. I own a lot of cool assets.
Yeah, you do. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Not all of, I mean, you know, a lot of them need some love and attention, but a lot of them make a lot of money. So I own an insurance company. I own a lot of different stuff. So the first one's your hardest one. So I'm going to skip back to the beginners who are listening, because you probably have a lot of beginners. Your first move's the hardest move, and your first 100,000 is the hardest money you'll ever make. Once you understand and crack the code of an entrepreneur and write these down, you got to learn to market. Like, if you would tell me, Kenner, when COVID hit, that I'd currently today have, yesterday we just topped 501,000 people on Instagram.
And followers? Nice work. Yeah.
Yeah. We just hit the 500,000 mark on Instagram, and we're just under 1 million, or just right at 1 million on TikTok. If you would have told me when COVID hit that I was going to be an online educator influencer, I'd say, no, I'm a stage presenter. I travel around the world. I hit stages. I influence audiences, not through this medium. Like, I didn't even know how to do this. So our team went to town, spent a lot of money training and tutoring them, and getting them people to learn to do what we do. And we do all here in Carson City, Nevada now. Small little office, and we get it all done here.
Yeah, little did you know that you're going to be doing it online, being an online maven, if you will. Nice work.
Ever. I mean, you knew it even Clubhouse days. I was still in the build of it, trying to figure out.
You were, totally, 5 years ago or whatever.
Yeah. Baseball, the internet, because everybody says it's so easy. It's not. And the algorithms change. Every social platform's different. How you record's different. What they, you know, even like podcasts, like, you know, I have a podcast, like I'm on your podcast right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the podcast algorithms are very different. Like what you do on, say, my YouTube channel is 100% different strategy besides content, mm-hmm. than how we do our podcast channel. And I'm in the top 2.5% of podcasts in the world right now, but that took a team and a lot of, you know, investment to figure out, how do you crack the code of being a top podcast? How do you crack the code of being a top YouTube? How do you, like, it took a little effort. It took us, you know, I'd say a good 4 years to get here, but we're here. And like getting on an airplane now is like, are you kidding? That takes a lot of work.
Yeah, I hear you saying. Yeah. Why do that when you can sit in your office down in Nevada, you know?
And I can go ahead in 22 minutes, I can be on a ski hill, you know, and my planks on and skiing in the best snow.
Yeah, so I get that. I totally agree.
I compromise that a lot during my audience. And again, you know, some people hear my story and hear, well, she complains about it. So no complaining. I wouldn't give anything back. Those years I spent flying around in helicopters, Kenner, designing 272 fitness centers with Connex boxes. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the other part people need to hear, is you don't have to know it all. You just have to know how to lead it and find people who know it better than you. Like, you find the best that know how to do it. So I found the best engineering, you know, I went to LSU and I said, can we partner with your LSU students and let's figure out how we're going to build fitness centers with different ventilation systems, because they can smoke in the bunkhouse. Mm-hmm. So you sure can't work out in a smoky environment. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. So how do we do all this, guys? Let's figure it out. And it became a master's thesis for a bunch of guys out of that engineering college.
Nice.
They, you know, they got a master's degree out of it, and I got successful out of it. And so I think a lot of people think we have it all figured out. And you know, every day you get up and you just face new challenges, you become an amazing problem solver, because every day you're going to have problems. And most people fall down in the face of problems versus like, bring it. Like, all right, that's just, I'm going to make me more creative to have to figure out that problem.
That's why I like being an entrepreneur. Every day you have no money coming in theoretically, and you have to go out and bring in a dollar and solve some solutions. I love that. You know, so hold on, you brought up a really interesting point. You mentioned, well, for the newer entrepreneur, a lot of our people, by the way, are seasoned entrepreneurs, but we might have a few who are newer. But give me one other little hint that you would suggest for a kind of a newer entrepreneur, maybe it's starting to, you know, with their first $500,000, who wants to take it to a million or, you know, 2 million, or
whatever. That's easy. Your first, like I said, your first 100 is the hardest, because you have to learn to market.
Yeah.
sell and understand cash flow and understand debt structure and understand not all bills are due today. Mm-hmm. You got to learn to negotiate your own debt. Don't hire those companies to do it. I can teach you how to negotiate your own debt. You spread out payments so you can manage your cash flow. So you got to stay hot on cash flow. I mean, that is a daily job. Yeah. You say, well, I don't have any cash flow. Well, then because your sales aren't working. You don't have sales is because your marketing's not working. Those three are tied.
Yeah, sir.
As an entrepreneur, those are what you get up and do every day. How many new leads came in? How many sales can you make from it? And I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's real estate. I don't care if it's cannabis. I don't care what it is. You have to cash flow manage the supply chain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, know it that well. Oh, and it's hard for people to get it, which is, I say, like people who live without a mentor, I think you're crazy. Because I mean, I still get mentored. In fact, I just got back. So I mean, I'm going to go back and go spend a day with a guy that I love spending days with. And he's going to help me figure out how to even further monetize this or take this out on a big license. Because the brand of the Millionaire Maker is, it's a great brand. It doesn't just have to be Laurel Langmeyer. So there's your hint. So more people take this brand into the world than just me and my little face on there. Who else can put their name on there and their face on there and help do the heavy lifting? There's a lot of changes that need to happen. And we need a lot of people at the playing field. So for seasoned entrepreneurs, the biggest thing I run into is they're still overpaying taxes. They're using one S corp or one LLC. They're not using the C corp, multi-corporate. They're not using the full tax strategies of officer and director benefits, research and development benefits, the Augusta.
What did you do? Wow, nice.
I know this stuff like in my sleep. So when seasoned entrepreneurs put their head down, and I'm hugely in the health space. Like I do a lot of chiropractors and naturopaths and functional medicine. I have a ton of those clients. I love that space. Mm. And I know how to help them grow from working 60, 70 hours to 10, 12 hours and have systems and machines that can drive, you know, the technology can do a lot for you. And a lot of people don't do it. And I don't do it. I'll just say it this way. I hire the guy right behind the screen on here, right? Does a lot of that and he leads our team. And you know, I probably put $500,000 of training into that whole team to make, but they do it. They put their hands on the keyboard. Do you know, I'll tell you this. I don't even know how to get to my YouTube channel. I don't know how to get to my.
Are you serious? You're being serious.
Yeah. I have no idea. I don't have any social media on my phone. Zero. Zero. Yeah,
wow. So you really do rely on your team. Hence the reason you need such a good team.
100%. Because if I did, then I'd spend hours being all upset about what Kenner said about, oh, he didn't like my outfit today. He said I was bad. He said I was really pushy. He said I was like, I don't have time to be like derailed or distracted by noise. And most people, you're going to like me. You're going to hate me. You're going to be jealous of me. You're going to do whatever the hell you want to do. I'm going to get you rich. I don't care what you think about me. So you either want to get rich or you stay poor. Like I don't have any agenda about that. I have so no ego in this game anymore. Like when I was younger, I would have said those things, but I'm here just to help people. I'm a Bebop Proctor. I'm going to teach this stuff because I was so blessed with the content and I know how blessed I was because I see stuff people don't see. Mm. Like right now, there is some opportunities to still save and transfer 2023 taxes.
Yep.
Because there's a couple industries called gas and oil, real estate, aviation, mineral and water rights. There's these categories of assets that they linger into the next year. And so if you didn't do your corporate structure, so for your more seasoned people, say they have a huge tax burden, they're at $500,000, they didn't have the right corporate structure and they're going to have to pay $50,000 to $60,000 in tax. There are still things the way you invest that could affect that and change it. Still today, April 2024, you could still affect back there if you knew what you were doing. And if you had a team around you with the access points around you. So to pay for a mentor, which I've paid minimum probably in a year is 50,000, at least two at 25 minimum. I'm constantly being fed. So I'm not the one like learning all this by myself. I'm being fed by the people I'm paying to mentor me, billionaires, which just stretches me even further, which then I turn back to my clients and I stretch them further. And it's like, let's go. If you want to just play small and stay in a safe little box, first of all, I just say your safe little box is not safe, right? Especially if you get fired tomorrow and you're screwed. Now, what are you going to do? You better get some tools on your tool belt called marketing, sales, cash flow, understand how to be an entrepreneur, get to that first 100,000 in business, 100 to a million I can help you do in a year. And it's two things. It's change your marketing, change your sales. And that's really, I coach a lot of that, Kenner, more than most people think. I mean, the tax stuff, because once we set your corporate structure, your trust structure, your structure, and your taxes, then it's about, let's get back to the real two items. How are you making the money? How are you going to invest the money? And that's the longevity of our clients is, how do they make it? How do they invest it? How do they make it? And keep your taxes as low as possible. So when we have cracked that code, which we are masters at now, and I have a team around me, 28 financial experts around me, that they're licensed, they do the work. I do the talking, I do the educating, I do the talking, I'm the mouthpiece out front, and bring them all in and divide them all up. So we're helping NFL athletes, we're helping a ton of military. We do a ton with the Wounded Warriors, we do a ton with the cops, Wounded Blue. We do a ton with those people because they need help. They need a lot of help.
So people can come to you to mentor, because you said mentorship is important, which I think it is. So yep. People can hire you as a mentor then, as an example.
Yep. Yep.
And then they're working with your team. So they're kind of plugged in. It's basically a turnkey situation, correct?
It is. Yeah. You're going to fire your CPA. You're going to hire mine. You're going to get rid of your corporate compliance person. You probably don't even have one, but you didn't know you needed one. You're going to hire mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened in the past is every once in a while, somebody comes and they actually have a good teammate. They actually have a good CPA, but the rest of their team is broke. Mm-hmm. So you might get rid of your trust attorney and hire one of our trust attorneys. You might get rid of, because we're all going to work together. Like, we're all going to be on a call. Can you imagine having a trust attorney, tax attorney, a tax strategist, a corporate compliance, corporate structure, all on one call for you and your family? That's what we do different.
Mm-hmm.
So we help navigate those sequences and make sure stuff works for people. And I love it. I love helping people make money. When they finally crack the code, as you said, you have to get up and make a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
For so many people, I mean, I'm talking 80-90% of the planet. That's why they are still broke. They haven't figured out how they can get up in a day and generate a solution for somebody else's life and get paid. And that's really what being an entrepreneur is.
Mm-hmm.
Not about what can I sell? I'm going to sell you. Yes, I'm going to sell you, but I'm going to serve you. I'm going to help you financially in ways you've never even understood. So I'm not selling you, but yeah, there's a financial transaction and it's called a sale. So call it whatever you want. If you need help, you got to pay for it. I mean, hell, you're willing to pay Nutrisystems and Weight Watchers and, you know, for all sorts of other dorky things you do. I mean, why not pay for the very vital infrastructure of your life, which is your money? Because you can't live without it. I don't care what you, I love, my favorite excuse, Kenner, is when people say, you know, it's just not very money motivated. So you're not money motivated because you don't know anything about it. It's a pretty exciting topic when you learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with math, by the way. It has to do with finance, which is very different. I said, so if you're not money motivated, then get motivated about having a better life for you and your family. Get motivated.
For the family, you know, for the kids, you know.
Yeah, for your kids. And if you don't like your kids, well, I don't know why you had them, but you did, and now they're yours. So you gotta be responsible for them at some level. Do you have, and I'm not a trust fund baby mama. Like, my kids will not get, yes, they have trust. They are not trust funds. I corrected my son the other day. He said, when do I actually have access to my trust fund? I said, it's a trust and it's not a fund. It's going to be a bank and you can borrow from it. You can give it business plans and the board will decide if you're worthy of the money.
Mm-hmm. So I like that. That's good, because you don't want to raise lazy kids who are going to do nothing. They have to show.
They have to demonstrate. They are demonstrate they're worthy of the work I put on the planet. Mm-hmm. So I'm rigorous about parenting. I'm rigorous about responsibility and accountability to the clients, to my people. Anybody can do this. I mean, literally, the girl in the van, she's not quite a millionaire, but I got to give her. She's got her own studio in Lake Tahoe, full studio. She funds herself, doing massage, hot rocks, facials, all sorts of like cool stuff, a lot of different modalities. Just got her own house for the first time, but it was out of her. She's been out of her van now for 4 years, and she's got a huge investment account building. I mean, huge for her, meaning it's headed towards, it's almost six figures. That's huge in 4 years.
That is something, you know.
Well, she's free. Yeah. She's free finally, and she don't have a credit card debt. She's got great credit. I mean, you put all that together, you can have all those things, but you don't get to do it the way that you've been taught. Yes, here's the typical 10 things, right? Here's what Susie Orman, Dave Ramsey would say. Go get out of debt. Well, first, get organized. Everybody loves paperwork, right, Kenner? Let's start with the worst things you could tell people to do. Get organized and get out of debt. Two things they don't know how to do. Oh, and then number three, fix your credit because you screwed it up. Oh, the third thing I don't know how to do. All right, well, how about I start with the losing formula? I blow all that off and say, we'll get to your problems later. Let's fix the biggest thing I can do for people is help them make money. Because when you learn to make that first dollar and then you get it and then you learn to leverage more money and then you really understand like, oh, if I push that dial, I can 10x my money. If I push that dial, I can 5x. So when you really start understanding the power that you have over the money you have, your life gets different. You have confidence. You have some control. Most people live victims of their money and avoiding it because they don't know anything about it. And I always say, you don't have fear about money. You have no knowledge about money. Because who teaches money? Nobody. My son just got a finance and accounting degree. That's 2 bachelors and a master's in accounting. And he still to this day says, Mom, you put more into this one little Power Pack book and teaches you really how to be rich. He said, because school, although he went through a 5-year master's program and got a master's in accounting. I'm talking like he was taught to go work for the big firm.
Yeah.
He's taught Ernst & Young came after him. KPMG came after him. Right. I mean, all the big firms came after him. All the big firms offered him big jobs. It's like you're being groomed. And I have a five-year degree too. I got a master's degree. So I'm a huge fan of education, but know what you're going to use it for. Like, I don't know. My daughter's going to do it because she's going to do a 5-year MBA in marketing communications because she's probably going to come and work with this guy that's on the other side of the screen because she thinks he's got the funnest job in the house doing all this digital marketing and creativity and all this fun stuff. So, there's a reason to go. But my point is that, parenting starts and all this stuff starts in the home and how you want to do it and what you really want. But what you're being told in this April 15th stuff, it's all wrong. I mean, so it's interesting. It's going to get you by. It's just not going to be, but like, if you read a lot of these books about money, it's like, they start you with the worst things. They're not really the worst things to do. Like go clean up your paperwork. How the hell is that going to help you? You're still, who cares? Now you're organized broke. You're unorganized broke. Now you're still broke. The problem is you're broke. So let's solve broke. Let's get you making some money. So yeah, can I give some tickets to my money-making event?
Please do. We only have a couple minutes, but please do, because I don't want to take too much of your time because I know it's valuable.
Yeah,
please,
you know me, let's keep it rolling because I just start telling, all these stories and all these, because you just let me freeform, which I love.
I love it. Yeah. I love your stories. You're the one. Go for it.
So we do this event once a month. We did it during COVID. We were doing it like every other week. I mean, it was so intense. Remember that the Millionaire Intensive, and we called it the Millionaire
Yes,
Market.
100%. Yeah. I know somebody went. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Millionaire Tensor is still alive. It's been highly refined. It's an 8-hour event now. It's on a Thursday from 10 in the morning till 6 p.m. Pacific time. So 10 to 6. If you can't come, you can buy the replays and just, live by the replays. But I teach you how to live this corporate life. Then we teach you about the actually engines that drive every company. There's 2 engines that you have to have. You need incorporation and databases. Then we teach you how to have an offer. I don't care.
Whoa, what do you mean databases? You have to have the database. What do you mean database?
People don't understand a database. Like they don't understand you need names, phone numbers, and emails. Followers on social media is interesting. Like thank you all my followers on Instagram that just got me 5 million or 501,000. But I have, I'd say, I have to do an analysis, but every time I'm out on Instagram, wherever, I say, come ask me a question. So go to asklaurel.com. When you ask me a question, you opt into my database. So now I have every name, phone number, and email, and every question that anybody's ever wanted to ask me documented in a little system that I own. Mm-hmm. And I have total permission to then talk to them. And so I'm following Federal Trade Commission, guidelines. We're following all the rules and people want to talk. So I want to talk about money. Let's talk about money. So a database is what you go back to. So on the day you don't want to get up and say, I don't want to go do a webinar or a podcast. I just want to use some of the content I already have. You pull some video from the past and you put it out to your database for the day. And if, like you said, you have about 12,000 people in your database. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how many we have. I mean, probably over 500,000. We just cleaned ours. So it might be down to an active 300,000. I don't know how many.
That's not a lot. That's cool. Nice work.
we have a lot but a lot of people don't want to follow you forever. I mean, once they kind of get it, they're like, they're still around. Actually, they are still my database, but some elevate, they elevate to partners or whatever they be on. But back to my event. So I teach you corporate life. We teach you about the engines. We teach you how to have an offer. And here's the thing too, I always say about people who say, well, I don't know what I'd sell. I didn't know what I sold when I left Chevron. I was an exercise physiologist. Like, so I sold Kiyosaki stuff. I sold Rich Dad Poor Dad. So be an affiliate. Be an affiliate. Sell my Millionaire Maker stuff. I have a game too. Sell my Millionaire Maker game. Sell some of Kenner stuff. Be in direct sales. I love direct sales, meaning MLMs. Yes, I love them. Because if you know how to market and sell, you'll make money. So find a product you like. Like, I love this little product, right? So I sell this product all the time. I'm in that one. I make a couple $1,000 a month just selling that little product. Mm-hmm. So my point is, you don't have to have something that you own. You have to have, in fact, I encourage you not to, because you don't know enough. Just sell somebody else's stuff that's already successful. Get on the wings of them and learn how to be an entrepreneur. Then you can jump out of their wings. Like, I jumped off the Rich Dad Poor Dad wings, and it took me 4 years to jump because I was a chicken. I'm going to kick you off sooner than that. In a year, I want you.
What do you mean by that? Yeah.
Well, I want you making money. So by 3 o'clock on that Thursday, from 3 to 6, we do a marketplace. So whatever your offer is, you get to come live and offer your thing. Whatever you want, you make money. I've had people make $19,000 at these events.
So nice. If you have,
we have almost 1,000 people registered. So this Thursday, which is April 11th, is our next one. And then we'll have one May 9th is our next one. Mm-hmm. So you're going to meet at least 100 to 200 people. You say, well, you said 1,000 is registered. Well, not everybody shows up. You know, if you can get a 30% show rate on online, you're doing well. So we have, you know, we have about 30-40% show rate. Then people drop off after I drop off because I don't teach the marketplace. I have a whole team who teaches you how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Just learn to make your first couple dollars and do something easy, something simple. Because as soon as you can crack the code saying, I know how to make money, now you have set yourself on the greatest skill set you could ever do. Because then you go anywhere in the world and sell your skill set, whatever you're good at. Like, you can drop me into any country in the world, and there's this lovely thing called Google Translate. And I would just sell some time. I'd say, hey, do you want to spend half a day together? Give me $2,500 and $5,000, and I'll teach you about money.
You'd be good at that. You know what I mean? You really could be dropped anywhere.
No, dropping into countries around the world and just say, come on, what do you got? Let's make some money.
You are a unique personality. So I think it'd be easy for you. But then again, I think from what I understand, your teachings, you make it so your personality kind of revolves around a certain kind of avatar. And I think with a new person, they would be able to figure a lot out from you, so they could be able to sell as well. That's what I've heard, really.
And a lot of people aren't comfortable selling. Well, I wasn't comfortable selling the cash flow game. It wasn't even mine. It was so weird when I first started. I remember those first days and I didn't make any sales in the beginning because I was too chicken to say, who wants to buy the game? Like, how hard was that?
Yeah.
So finally I figured out, if I don't start asking people to buy the game and buy his books, the Rich Dad Poor Dad books, I'm not making any money. So I need to start selling some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I knew the stuff would help him. So you just got to figure out. So my whole ask for you is just give me 8 hours of your life and I'll change it. And it's free. You can come to the whole event for free. So we're going to put in the description 2 tickets to the Millionaire Intensive. You can't come in April, come in May, come in June. And once you come once, you can come back every time. Because when you say, well, why would I come back once I learned it? Because you get probably 100, 200 new people to sell your stuff to all afternoon. It's a free place to go get a bunch of leads and make a bunch of money.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, everyone out there, hopefully they're going to actually
go get it.
Part what you just said. That's a big deal. Thank you very much for offering. So wait a minute. We've talked about a lot of things. So how does someone get a hold of your team? I mean, even exclusive of going to that, how does someone get a hold of you or your team really to move forward? Because I know there's going to be some people who are going to want to move forward.
So I have a site called Ask Laurel, A-S-K-L-O-R-A-L. My name's not spelled L-A-U. It's L-O-R-A-L. Mm-hmm. So go to Ask Laurel, ask a question, make a request, or just call our office, 775-588-9200. And ask to talk to somebody. I have a whole team here. We take one-on-one phone calls all day long, hundreds and hundreds of calls, people asking questions. It starts with a question. Help me with debt. Help me make money. Help me with my investments. Help me with taxes. You just ask a question and we go.
Could you do me a favor? Mention that phone number one last time.
775-588-9200.
9200. Perfect. And
it routes around to about 10 different people. The phone will be picked up. If you have to leave a message, it'll be called right back, or go to asklaurel.com, and those questions are answered every day.
And one last thing, you mentioned affiliate marketing, because I know that that's part of your gig, if you will. Because we have a lot of marketers that also.
So they go to that integratedwealthsystems.com at the bottom of the page, and Steve's out here listening, so we'll make sure that Ask Laurel at the bottom of the page has a link to become an affiliate. Just click on the link, follow the instructions, and become an affiliate and start selling stuff. And then my YouTube channel is a family-friendly channel. 5 years old and up should be listening to it.
And I was like, what? What do you mean? Of course.
Family. Well, because I mean, I do a lot of, like, my daughter's been on with me. She's going to be back on this summer on how, you know, teens can make money and kids can make money. I mean, my daughter's quite the hustler. She's got four different gigs going right now. So if you just look up Laurel Langmuir, spelled correctly, The Millionaire Maker, that's my YouTube channel. And I'm there every day, 5 days a week. New content.
We've talked very quick. I mean, how about this? I'm going to ask you a favor. Will you be on another, maybe a future episode? Because there's so many things we didn't cover that I know you can add value.
Well, there is. And this whole, I want to do just a whole half hour on how I made my kids millionaires.
Oh, sweet. You would do that for me?
Yeah, it would be so fun, because I love sharing that with people. They don't know that they should employ their kids. They don't know how to get their kids Roth IRAs. They're still using those old school 529 plans. Like, that's magic. Those are horrible. I have one. I stopped using them. I mean, once my daughter goes to college, we'll get rid of it and spend it. But I have all sorts of things about kids.
All right. So
responsible kids.
You're going to do that for me? You're going to do another episode? Okay, awesome.
Yep, let's do it.
I appreciate it. So everyone, hey, thank you very much. Laurel said she's going to be in a few future episodes. So that's a real treat for us all. Once again, this is Kenner French talking from The Vast Voice. Any last little tidbits you want to leave with everyone, Laurel?
Make a goal of learning to make more and more money, and then you're going to get really, really interested in money, because now you have to save it in taxes and learn to invest it. Not spend it on like junk. Stop buying junk.
Awesome. I totally appreciate you spending the time. And for everyone out there, I really appreciate everyone spending time with us. And remember, Laurel said she's going to be down. She's down with hanging out with us later. I appreciate it, everyone.
Absolutely. Talk soon.
Thanks for listening to the Real Money Talks podcast. Your host has been Laurel Langmuir, author of 5 New York Times bestsellers, money expert on Dr. Phil, CNN, CNBC, The Street TV, Fox News, and The View. Want to learn more about off-Wall Street investing, tax strategies, and multi-million dollar business strategies? Visit liveoutloud.com/podcast for past episodes, show notes, and resources. For some special wealth building gifts only for Laurel's podcast listeners, visit liveoutloud.com/podcast gifts. Do you have a burning question for Laurel? Visit asklaurel.com to submit your question, and it may just be covered on a podcast episode. So stay tuned and be sure to subscribe to get new episodes every week.